Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. New Mexico's State House Judiciary Committee approved a package of public safety bills that goes to the House floor for a vote. The bipartisan package includes six bills, including one that would push jails and prisons to screen more inmates for substance abuse and mental illness. The measure also would require the correctional facilities to connect the inmates with treatment services. It comes in contrast to other high-profile proposals in recent years that focused more on toughening criminal penalties and lengthening sentences than bolstering a framework for treating and reforming inmates, especially nonviolent low-level offenders. DACA recipients face a painful choice between supporting President Donald Trump's offer of an immigration deal and agreeing to fund and build a border wall. DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the Obama administration program that granted temporary residency for Dreamers who as children were brought into this country without authorization. Trump says Congress needs to come up with a permanent fix for DACA. But as David Martin Davies reports, some Dreamers in South Texas say they won't support the border wall, even if it means they gain a pathway to citizenship.
75 years ago, the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge was established along the Rio Grande. But on Saturday, outside the gates to the 2,000-acre nature area, a crowd of supporters wasn't having a birthday party. It was holding a protest. Hundreds of people turned out, trying to preserve the preserve from the border wall. Scott Nickel of the Sierra Club says this is ground zero for Trump's border barrier.
The first of those walls would hit Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge.
The federal government could move fast to wall off the refuge because it already owns the land. Most other property along the Texas-Mexico border is privately owned, and eminent domain land grabs take time. Nichols says the only thing that's stopping the wall from being built at the Santa Ana right now is money. Congress needs to approve it. Trump wants that done the next time legislators meet to fund the government, expected on February 8th.
Everybody here is basically saying no, they should not give them the money for the wall.
To make that point, many protesters wore T-shirts that read, "Save Santa Ana" or "No Border Wall." Four protesters operated a giant puppet portraying an ocelot, the wildcat that lives in the area. Erica Davila dressed up as the border wall itself.
I just wanted to make people aware so you can see what can happen.
This isn't what Trump intended during those campaign chants.
Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall! Build that wall!
Part of the chant included a pledge that Mexico would pay for it.
Who's going to pay for the wall? 100%.
But now Trump wants Congress to spend $25 billion for the barrier. That's going to require votes from Democrats, and in exchange, Trump is promising to pass a DREAM Act with a pathway to citizenship. Here's how Representative Luis Gutierrez, a Chicago Democrat, reacted to that proposal on CNN.
If that's what it's going to take 800,000 young men and women and give them a chance to live freely and openly in America, then I'll roll up my sleeves. I'll go down there with bricks and mortar and begin the walk.
DACA recipient Allison Duarte calls that response by Democrats a stab in the back.
No deal.
25-year-old Duarte, a native of Mexico, came to the United States when she was 13. Duarte, her mother, and her brother crossed the Rio Grande in the pre-dawn hours and set out to build a new life.
So in our case, it was, you know, just looking for better economic opportunities. We struggled quite a bit back home.
Life in the United States was also hard.
Obviously, if you're not documented, usually you find the lowest kind of employment. Oftentimes there's abuse.
But in the United States, there's also a promise.
They always push this narrative of if you work hard, it's going to pay off. The American dream. And you start to believe in.
After graduating from high school, Duarte was offered soccer scholarships around the country, but she couldn't accept them because of her undocumented immigration status. She studied philosophy at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, and graduated. Her younger brother, Chris, also a DACA recipient, recently graduated with a degree in computer science. Both of their lives would immediately improve if a DREAM Act deal is reached, but she says she doesn't want that.
I cannot be so selfish, forget about other immigrant groups, my parents, and just community members that will be affected by an actual physical border wall.
Supporters of the border wall argue that it is needed to improve national security, combat the flow of drugs, and end illegal immigration. Opponents, like Duarte says, the wall will do none of those things, and that it has become an abstract talking point for politicians. She says with a $25 billion price tag, it deserves a full policy debate and should not be treated as a throwaway bargaining chip when talking about the Dreamers.
I'm not willing to sacrifice that for a potential citizenship that will be granted to me in 10 to 12 years.
Duarte says it's time for Congress to vote on a clean Dream Act, no strings and no wall attached. In the Rio Grande Valley, David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.